Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada said today that an anticipated lands package will not be taken up in this week's lame duck session. Instead, it will be given to the new Congress to deal with in January. The package includes a proposed land swap in Alaska in the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. Village of King Cove wants the land to build a road on what's now designated wilderness. The village says the road is necessary to connect their community with Cold Bay, which has an airport. Environmentalists are opposed to the swap and say the land is irreplaceable. But the bill passed out of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee this fall with the approval of Democratic Senator Jeff Bingaman of New Mexico. Senator Reid says the lands package has a better chance of passing in January than it does this week.
Rather than move forward on the lands package, which is hundreds of bills that are so important to a lot of people, a lot of senators, and certainly a lot of people around the country, that we're better off waiting until we come back.
Reid says some unnamed senators threatened to use a rare Senate rule that would require the entire 700-page bill to be read aloud as a stalling tactic. Reid said that would take more than 24 hours and clog up this week's session. He said that made postponing the obvious choice.
But one of the first things we're going to do is there will be a bipartisan piece of legislation introduced that will include all the stuff that has been held up this past 2 years, these so-called lands bills. That will be the first or second thing that we do when we come back in January.
The Eisenbeck land swap bill was sponsored by Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski.